This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, October 18. Heaven, the new creation. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." Malachi 4, verse 2. "For you who revere my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its rays, and you will go out and frolic like well-fed calves." On the dairy farm where I grew up, it was always fun to watch young calves when they were first released into the pasture. For a few seconds, the freedom seemed to paralyze them. Taking in the bright sun and the unfamiliar sights and smells, they stood motionless. Then suddenly, they would leap into the air and race around. Soon exhausted, they would stop to rest, and then do it all over again and again. About 4 centuries before Jesus came, Malachi prophesied about God's people living joyfully, even frolicking like well-fed calves. Today, the kingdom grows under the watchful eye of the reigning King Jesus, and when he returns, it will be established permanently and perfectly, with no more death or mourning or crying or pain. We will have life to the full, and we may even frolic like young calves. With paradise regained, we will reign with Jesus in resurrected bodies for eternity. But life is often hard for us now, and growing old, as people say, is not for the faint of heart. But one day, we will be released from the struggles of this life and freed to live with the Lord forever. In Christ, death has become like a doorway to eternal life with God and the promise of the new creation. Whether we are dead or alive when Jesus returns, the new creation awaits us. Pray with me. Father, we long for the day when we are released from our present struggles to enjoy life with you and in the new creation forever. Strengthen our faith as we begin to experience eternal joy even now in Jesus. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.